Hello? Hi, Daddy. It's me. How are you? I'm so sorry I missed your call. Things have been crazy. I know. Yeah, it's been a while. Well, I'm sorry you were worried. But you're kind of a worrier, aren't you? I mean, you've been that way my whole life. You'll be okay. I mean, I texted you once though, right? For that wire transfer? By the way, I need some money. Look, Daddy, like, relax. There's like no reason to flip out, okay? I've been busy. The first week is always crazy. Well, like, whatever. Classes don't even start for like 2 weeks. Or like the end of next week. Whatever. Get off my case. They like haven't even started. I'll figure it out. Who even cares? It's not like I can't just drop something anyways. Ugh, no, it's like not even a big deal. People do that all the time. Ugh. See, maybe this is why I didn't call. You just stick your nose in my business. Ugh, it's orientation week, Daddy. We aren't supposed to be studying yet. How am I even supposed to make any friends? Is that what you did at college? Just spent every night looking at textbooks? I'm supposed to be, like, having fun right now. What do I mean by having fun? I wouldn't have called if I had known you'd be bombarding me with, like, a million questions. I literally just needed some money to top up my food plan. Oh, having fun, like, meeting people, doing things. Why do you even care? Daddy, you're being so annoying. No, I'm not drunk. What? It's like 11:30 a.m. I'm literally in bed. I'm allowed to sleep in. Ugh, Daddy, you're being so annoying right now. Why does it matter where I was last night? It's the first week. There was an event I went to, like, ugh, holy fuck. I don't even care. You're being, like, so annoying right now. I literally don't even care if I curse. Of course there was alcohol, Daddy. It's a fucking college. Fuck. How are you this naive? Oh my fucking God. Fine. Okay, fine. You know what? Fucking fine. You want to know the truth, Daddy? You want to know all the truth? You want to know what I did last night? I went to a party. Yes? At the varsity team's house. It's like a house where a lot of the team lives. No, I'm not trying out. Yes, I fucking drank. I got pretty fucking wasted, actually. Oh, fucking whatever. It was fucking fun. Yeah, it was. And you know what, Daddy? I went fucking crazy. grounded. I'm literally at college, Daddy. You can't even do that. Aw, cut me off? That's not even fair. You're such a hypocrite. I'm just answering your question since you wouldn't stop asking. Oh, gosh. So, since you won't stop asking, Daddy, last night, and to be honest, pretty much every night this week, you're good little girl has gone a little fucking wild. What? No follow-up questions? I thought you wanted to know everything, Daddy, huh? Yes? No? Here, Daddy, since you want all the details, since you won't stop fucking asking for them, maybe I could tell you every single one. Since you're gonna cut me off anyways. Last night, I went to a varsity team party. It's basically a frat house, but for the guys on the team. Basically, only athletes and hot girls get in. How do I know them? I mean, I don't really. There's this guy who I met a little while ago, and he's on the team. And I guess he thought I was hot enough to get in. Haha. What, Daddy? I thought you wanted all the details. Well, you're getting them. Like, to be honest, Daddy, he kind of thought I was more than just hot enough to get in. The first night we met, he told me I have the tightest ass he has ever seen in his fucking life. The first night we met, he told me I have the nicest ass he has ever seen in his fucking life. He practically had to take one knee to say it into my ear, cause he's like 6'6" or something. Yeah, he's fucking huge. Of course he's that tall. Like all basketball players are, Daddy. Ugh, probably hung too. Why do you think I was so excited to go to the party? Aw, what is it, Daddy? I thought you wanted to know everything. Don't you want to hear what happened when I got there? You do? You don't? Well, let me just tell you anyways before you fucking ground me or cut me off or whatever. When I got to the party, I basically made a beeline for this guy. I was all dressed up in my red bottoms and that cute black designer dress you bought me. I looked so good and so bougie. It was a fucking vibe. Vibe. Ugh. It's like I was looking hot as fuck. Like guys wanted to fuck me. Is that enough info for you? Maybe not. Well, don't worry, Daddy. None of my designer stuff got dirty. To be completely fucking honest, I ended up taking it off anyways. Yep, I think it was like less than 10 minutes before I was in a room with him. Why did I go into a room with him? I mean, I wanted to fucking see it. Aw, Daddy, I thought you wanted to know. I mean, you kept asking, right? You were saying how worried you were that I wasn't telling you enough. Well, now you're getting every little detail. Now, Daddy, listen. If it's really so important to be so up to date on my life, if you really need to know what exactly it was I was doing last night around 10:15 p.m., all you have to do is imagine me on both of my knees in the bedroom of some giant, ugly frat house, absolutely choking back what was probably the biggest, fattest cock I have ever seen in my whole fucking life. Yes, Daddy, I did. I sucked this random fucking guy's big, fat, giant cock. It, like, hung down to his fucking knees. I swear. I mean, when it wasn't ramming the back of my throat, that is. And I mean, like, holy fuck. He was thick. Like, literally as thick as a Coke can. Fuck. That's right, Daddy. Did you get all that? Does that answer all your fucking questions? Your good little princess spent last night sucking down some big, fat fucking pipe. The kind you see in porn. I got him so nice and hard. But I mean, it still hung so low. It was so fucking heavy. But he just grew and grew. He was probably so excited to just ram his fucking dick into some tiny little slut like me. Yes, Daddy, a slut. I'm a tight, stupid little slut. And this guy wanted to fucking destroy my tight little body. I can't blame him, Daddy. I mean, I do have the tightest, tiniest little cunt. I am basically built for milking huge dicks. This guy wanted me. And guess what, Daddy? I let him have me. I was so happy with this boy's big fucking cock that I just got on the bed, kicked my legs apart, and let him fucking split me open. Yeah, you heard exactly right, Daddy. After I slobbered all over that giant hog, I just got on all fours like some dumb fucking bitch and let him fucking wreck me from behind. My tiny, tight little pussy got stretched so fucking much by that man. And it felt so fucking good. And you wanna know how he fucked me, Daddy? Well, of course you do. I honestly would have let a guy that big do it any way he wanted. And he had me face down, ass up. Absolutely mounted. And at the end of it all, I just let him bust a load inside me. It just felt right, Daddy. A dick that big and thick. I just let him shoot ropes and ropes of hot seed so fucking far up my pussy. I could feel it too. I was going crazy like a bitch in heat. And this man, oh, this fucking stud with a horse cock just pinned me and fucking blasted a load into my wet little cunt like I needed. Yeah. So, there you have it, Daddy. Your little girl spent last night getting fucking mounted, loud and cream pied by a giant fucking man and his massive fucking cock. I barely even knew him. I didn't even make him work for it. Wanna know why? Because I'm a little whore for big cocks. Any other questions? Good. So, am I still grounded, or cut off, or whatever? No. Oh, what's the condition? Yes, Daddy. He's coming over in a bit. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. Bye.